Got this DM from Brittany we want to get to.
Yeah, Brittany needs a little help. And she says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm at a loss and need some advice. My sister and her husband have been struggling with fertility issues for a couple of years.
Aww.
And just last month, they just found out she's pregnant.
Yay!
I'm so happy for her, and I've already sent her a bunch of gifts. Last week, I found out I am pregnant.
Wow!
And now my sister won't talk to me because she thinks I'm trying to upstage her.
Oh.
My husband and I have been married 3 years, and while we haven't really been trying, we've always just figured it would happen when it was meant to be.
Sure.
The timing, purely coincidence, since we realized we couldn't make a baby the way we were doing it, but my sister just won't listen to reason.
Oh.
Her shower is next month, and I really don't want it to be contentious and stressful since we are both pregnant. How can I help convince her to focus on her happiness and realize I am not trying to be the center of attention? Thank you for any help you can give."
Oh, wow.
That is a tough one because, I mean, fertility issues, no joke. And it sounds like, you know, they've been on that path for a long time. And now, you know, it's a huge celebration that her sister's finally expecting.
And she's feeling upstaged.
Exactly. Because Lil Sis wasn't even trying and is just, you know, rolling in.
Yeah. I mean,
so easily.
I can understand where there are some hurt feelings, but, you know, I think getting the things happen, like even if they were trying for a baby, there's no guarantee it would have happened.
Exactly.
You know,
I think we have to try to get Sis to figure out that it is so exciting to be pregnant at the same time as your sister. Like I was, you know, our youngest are about like 6 months apart.
Oh, okay.
So yeah,
you and your sister were,
yes,
right.
She was like on the final stretch of her pregnancy and I was about halfway through or, you know, a little earlier into it, but it was fun. I mean, it's just, it can be really, really great to share that experience with your sister.
So
not a lot
maybe,
of people get to do that.
Yeah. I was going to say, maybe it's a trying to convince her that their cousins, you know, because they're going to be cousins.
Yes.
That will be almost like siblings in the sense that they're going to be growing up together. They're going to
how great is that?
They're going to have a because I never had a cousin that was around my same age. I was I was the oldest, and my next closest sibling was my own sister.
Yeah.
So like I never experienced a cousin who was the same age as me. Same as like my wife, and the same as my older two daughters, Isabel and Sophia, you know, that they were kind of the first in the family. And then it was several years until they got a cousin. So, I mean, this is a good thing, right?
It should be a good thing. Yes. I mean, Sis needs to stop looking at it as you're stealing my spotlight and like, oh my gosh, we get to experience this amazing thing together.
All right. So how do we convince her? That's, I think the key because we're all saying that, hey, this is a good thing. But we just need to get the sister on board with that. So I don't know if you can help put words in Brittany's mouth or like a little gift or maybe you were in this situation yourself and you have some advice on how to approach this. Let us know. 502-795-1997. Take your calls and stories coming up on 99.7 DJX here in just moments. All right. So we got an interesting message from Brittany, who is pregnant alongside her sister, who it took a minute for her to conceive, her sister, that is.
Yeah, she was struggling with fertility issues, and now she's finally pregnant, and yay, it's a big deal. It's probably a bigger deal than normal, and now she feels like Sis is rolling in pregnant, too, and stealing kind of that thunder.
Yeah, a little bit of maybe even
when
some
she wasn't
jealousy.
Even
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we're kind of like asking, hey, how do you put words... those words in? Have you been in that situation? And how did you overcome that? Jennifer, now that same thing happened to you, right?
I have. I'm the oldest, and my sister, who is 14 months younger than me, got pregnant, and our babies were 5 days apart.
Oh my gosh, how great is that?
Yeah.
Now, was there any sort of contentious feeling at the beginning? Like, did anybody feel like thunder was being stolen?
I think for me at first, I felt like she did it on purpose because I could never do anything by myself. But that didn't last very long. And our kids grew up to be, and they still are. I mean, you know, they played together, they grew up together, they went to school together, you know, they did everything together. It was like having,
I love that.
For my daughter, it was like having another sister, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I can totally see that. So, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, Jennifer, you're saying it's going to pass. That feeling will pass. And just highlighting the fact that having a sibling so close to one another is a good thing.
Well, yeah, Brittany needs to just, you know, try to keep pointing out like how special it is that they get to do this together. You know, she wasn't trying to steal any thunder. She wasn't trying to time it to where they were pregnant at the same time. It just kind of happened that way. Yeah. So how about you look at it as the blessing it is, as this amazing experience they get to lean on each other through and share the whole thing with, and how close their kids can be. I think it's nothing but good things.
All right. Well, hey, good luck with that. We are, we're hoping for the best outcome possible, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully the shower that's coming up for your sister is going to be amazing.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Keep us posted. That is diving into the DM.